Blog Talk Radio.
Well, greetings, Wednesday greetings, everyone. It is time for Wednesday Wisdom with Deborah Leanne. And today's topic is what some people might feel a bit premature. However, the holidays are upon us, and the end of the year is just around the corner. And pretty much from Halloween all the way through New Year's Day, there's a busyness, a frenzy, a plethora of opportunities to distract us, both for fun, for business, deadlines, family gatherings, and all of the pieces that go into that. Plenty of opportunities for us to forget how important it is to be home and in our own bodies, honoring ourselves with the radical, and I really mean radical, self-care that women tend to forget at this time of year. There's no accident that there's a lot more accidents. There's no coincidence that there's an average of weight gain among people, you know, that's 10 pounds that happened during this time because we do the nervous eating, we are not listening, we're running on low energy, and all of the pieces that go into that. Many, many, many people come down sick. And I used to be one of those people in my workaholic days. So let's start off for our time together today by truly anchoring in and taking a few moments just to practice this coming home ritual. We'll start off by feeling our feet firmly planted on the ground. If you can, it would be awesome if you could close your eyes and be in a space where you're in solitude and where you feel like you can truly go inward without worrying about everything else outside. So what if we could do at this moment is to do some deep breathing, and I will introduce the oxytocin breath. I believe we have used it before in previous shows, but I'm going to explain it again just in case you weren't part of those. And what we'll do is we'll take a deep breath in through the nose, feeling our lower belly expand. For those of you who have done yoga or martial arts or any kind of breathing, pain management, a lot of different ways the breath can be used. It really helps to focus that breath going all the way down into our lower belly, expanding that part of our body that rarely gets our attention, except for maybe if we're hungry or having tummy troubles. The purpose of this breath is to cleanse, to rejuvenate and cleanse. So by actually consciously bringing in the new breath and allowing it to fill all of our body all the way down through our lower belly, and then we hold it for a second, and as we exhale, we release all that doesn't serve us, all the toxins that we take in through the air, our food, our water, and in our relationships even. Energies, patterns, even the cultural subconscious awarenesses are pieces that we're not aware of that are running us. We can let a lot of that go just by breathing it out and being here in our body in this moment. So let's do a couple of those together. Feeling your feet really firmly grounded, if you can stand and actually feel your feet in a yoga stand. The other thing you could do is if you're sitting, just kind of feel your bottom in your chair. Feel your hips moving side to side, anchoring in the lower half of our body. And as you breathe in, remember to send breath to the lower and back of your body. Your lower back that so rarely gets recognition of holding our beautiful shape in place. So in through the nose. And then exhale. If you can actually breathe out with a sigh, it's the most potent. And it energizes and brings up what's called oxytocin, which is the feel-good chemical that connects us to ourselves and all that is. So we'll do two more. And feel free, if you can, to have a loud sigh, an exhale that truly pushes out and away anything that's in our space right now that doesn't feed us in our highest and best. And one more. Oxytocin is the chemical that we are flushed with after an orgasm. It's also what we're flushed with during childbirth and during breastfeeding. It is an amazing chemical that women do not store, unfortunately. We don't keep a storehouse of it like men do. And chemically, that makes us different. It's another way where we fall into exhaustion and overwhelm and feeling a lack of support much more often than men do. And you know what? We need that feeling of connection and support more often than men. So it's an important way that we can cue our system that we're here, we're tuned in, and we're turning on our own power center. Practicing grounding through your feet and legs, practicing the oxytocin breath and any type of deep breathing that brings you into your body are two great ways to bring yourself immediately into the present and into your home, your power center. I'm going to introduce a couple more. One that is really powerful, especially now as we feel like our whole calendar, every time we look, if somebody says, oh, I'd love to get together, can we get together during the holidays, I'll be in town or whatever, and we look at our calendar and it is chock full of stuff. And this feeling that there's not enough time and that time is flying by and all of a sudden it's going to be 2016 before we know it. And have we done everything we wanted to do in 2015? And do we have everything prepared for all the parties and the guests and the Thanksgiving meal and all of the pieces that go into this busy time, whether we're hosting or we're being hosted? Whether we are providing gifts, whether we are receiving gifts, whether we are in a busy social calendar with work and all of the events that go into this end-of-year deadlines, it's important to remember to collect all of your parts and to center into your power center. And what that looks like is you actually travel to the center of your head. With your eyes closed, you'll see a beautiful light there. By traveling into this center, we get a chance to look around at all the places where we have scattered our energy. Let's just shut down those computer screens, if you will. All the things that we're multitasking, tracking, staying connected to that don't need our attention for the next 10 minutes. Or half an hour, or however long you want to meditate. Practicing this several times a day will allow you to feel a centered sense of your energy. It will allow you to feel more focused, and you will therefore be more efficient, and it will take less time to do some of the tasks that are on your plate. It actually gives you time by investing in yourself in this way. So let's just close off the screens where we see our children, know what they're up to. We're tracking what's going on with this, with different loved ones. We're tracking what's on our calendar and coming up in the next hour. We're tracking where we're supposed to be tomorrow and am I prepared for that meeting. We're tracking what happened yesterday and do I need to handle something to send a thank you note or do I need to you know, get back with this person. Oh, my gosh, I forgot that. You know what? We will remember all of those things. Let them go now. If they still feel persistent, you can do a number of things. You can take golden scissors and cut cords. You can literally take your hand and chop the space around your aura and say, this is my space now, and nothing else needs to be in here but this moment. You can do a number of different ways of pushing away the other things right now so that your space is fully yours. In Virginia Woolf's words, a room of one's own. A woman needs a room of one's own. This is our room, our home. And we need to tend it, just like we tend our external space and our car and our office and take care of everybody else. This is what we do for ourselves first. It's putting our safety belt on first. It's putting our oxygen mask on first. So taking this time to go inward, totally focusing on the breath in your body, on what it feels like to feel your feet melting into the ground, receiving the energy from the magnetic core of Mother Earth. Whether it's feeling your butt in your chair and feeling that luscious feeling of pleasure of being in your body, this beautiful vehicle, this temple that carries us around so that we can do our work in the world. It gives us so much pleasure if we would just allow it. So let's just close off all those screens, call back our energy, allow it to center back into our system. And the third step is to call in your divine support, whatever that looks like. So we have the grounding cord taking us down into Mother Earth. We have the breath swirling through our body. And now we want to bring down from the heavens or from the sun, the moon, the stars, whatever your angels, whatever God light you would like to call in. And literally, feel the top of your head, about 6 inches above your head. You can take your hand and just kind of wipe that off and open it energetically to feel the gold flooding in. This divine energy that is always there if we just plug in. And just like our cell phones, like any of our electronics, it has to be plugged in to get recharged. We're not here to live this life on our own. And especially women, that we're taught if we don't do it ourselves, then we're weak and we're dependent and we don't want to be that. We want to be independent, strong, show the world that we're capable. And you know, the best way to do that is to show that we need to be connected with each other, with the divine, and with Mother Earth. So we will just allow that gold light to continue pouring in through our system, opening, healing, just smoothing any of the rough edges on the inside and the outside of our body, filling us with healing, with divine guidance, and with energy and inspiration. Let's breathe that in. Divine inspiration, that creative spark that we are uniquely here to shine. What if we just show up and turn that on and let it come through us? Our life could be so much easier. And ladies and men, I'm here to say that we are not to strive and work hard and kill ourselves and let tumors grow in our body and do all of the things that that is not the whole reason we are here. If we could listen to our bodies more often, we would know what food our body innately wants. We would know what is the right situation for us to put ourselves into and what is not. We would know what is the right thing to say yes to and what opportunities, events, or invitations we decline. Because saying no is a great way of saying yes to yourself. More yeses to ourselves is the important piece. And desire. What is it that we most want? What is it that we most want to feel this holiday season? How can we create that? How can we feel it right now? Because if we can feel what it feels like to be at the table with our loved ones, to share laughter and magical fun with family and friends, to experience the beauty of the season in a way that opens our hearts, to be at a whole new level of joy. That's what this season is about, right? Joy, gratitude, peace, cheer, good health. And how do we want that to look? Can we feel that in our body right now? This is what it means to go home, to ground into our intention, and to create from this space. They say, and I believe this to be true, that if we cook a meal or bake a beautiful loaf of pumpkin bread or absolutely love the turkey that we're putting into the oven, meals prepared with love and intent like that, the people that share in those meals can eat that love as well. It's infused like medicine into the meal. It creates a whole different, and I'm not saying that families are still not going to have their issues, because they will, because families do. We get to learn some of our most important lessons by being with our family. Yet, infusing that love, there will be moments where you can sit in, take a bite of that food, and feel, yes, this is what I wanted to create. And feel that I can do this again. Where else can I create with this kind of intention and love and purpose? Where my divine creativity comes through my physical hands and is made manifest in this 3D plane. Where can we do that? If we can just make a simple meal of scrambled eggs in the morning for our family or our visitors when they're over, and toast, something so simple and a cup of coffee can actually bring the whole family together in a different way if the whole thing is done in love. This coming home piece is so important to me. I always, especially now that I have two daughters in college, loved coming home for the holidays. It was important for me to feel that sense of, this is my family. I can relax. I can be myself here. All of the beautiful traditions that I was used to and grew up with that my mother kept alive made it feel safe and secure. And we want to create that for our families now, right? We want to create that for ourselves. And it begins within. What kind of rituals and traditions can you do for yourself to keep yourself anchored, grounded, centered, plugged in, recharged throughout the next 6 weeks? 8-10 weeks, I guess, till the end of the year. And how can we be in such amazing gratitude of what is? And from that place, how can we actually dream of what we truly desire, what we want next year to look like? What do we really want? It's really scary for women to actually want something and want it to the point where they can taste it, they can feel it, they can smell it, they can see it. It's like wanting a new car, and you know the type of car you want, or you might just know that it might be a certain size or a color. And then what would it feel like to drive that car? What would it feel like to plan a trip and be able to take that new car? What would it feel like to smell the new smell maybe of the leather interior. How much fun would it be to learn how to use a new control panel in all the new cars, with everyone having a new way of operating the music system and the controls? And what would it feel like to transfer the pieces of important papers from the old car dashboard into the new car? What would it feel like to park it in your garage? See it, smell it, be it. And do that with anything that you're looking to create. A new part of your business, a speaking opportunity, a new client. What would it feel like to work with this client? How do you want them to feel at the end of a session with you? How do you want to see your bank account look? What would that feel like, taste like, smell like? Is there a vacation that you'd like to go on next year, which means to have the money for that in your bank account, you want to create the business? I mean, it's all around the desire. And then it's all around being in the place to get to the desire so that you feel a certain way when you wake up in the morning. How do you want to feel when you wake up in the morning on your way to reaching that new car or that new client or that new milestone? How do you want to feel when you go to bed at night? These are some amazing questions to journal through, get clear on, so that when you are looking at the commitments, I'm not a big fan of the word goals, but a lot of people like the word goals, but you're looking at where you want to go in the next year, 2, 3 years, 5 years, how do you want that to feel on the way to those places, on the train to the destination? Does it feel like you're working 15 hours a week and you're exhausted? I don't think anybody would put that on the plate, but they tend to not think about how they want to feel while getting to those next levels of success or love or expansion in whatever way that would be. All of these pieces come from coming home, feeling the desire. But first we have to tune into our body, turn on our power. And once that light is turned on, that's when we can feel the desire and we can create from there. What do you want your holiday season to be like? How do you want to feel on Thanksgiving morning, on Thanksgiving evening, on the day after, on New Year's Eve? I would love it to hear how this exercise works for you. I know I've used it quite a bit, and I still love using it. It's something I ask myself every morning as I plan my day. How do I want to feel today? Do I want there to be laughter, connection, joy, magic? Do I want to be surprised in a way that I just laugh out loud? Do I want to feel a new connection with a new human being? Do I want to open my space, my heart, to allow more good to come in? And then I wonder, who do I need to be to make that happen? How would my divine higher self support me in creating that? And then I just get curious. And like a child, I go into a place of wondering. It's a beautiful space to be in. And I invite you to think about where you would like to be between now and the end of the year, and to practice the grounding, the centering, the calling in of the support, and this desire exercise to create the holiday season that will be your favorite ever. So, until our next time together, take excellent care of you, and feel free to reach out and connect if you have any comments. take excellent care. Bye-bye.